CKUT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's
number one
hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Neera.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. It's Neera. You won't believe Sydney Sweeney's new side hustle.
Can we do it? Because we're always looking for more money.
Honey, we can so do this, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That means I'll probably do it.
But it keeps our clothes on.
Okay.
6:25 in the biz.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Neera. Good morning, I'm Holly. 6 o'clock. Yeah, happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting sick or is it allergies?
I don't know, but we're getting Starbucks.
Okay, good.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Somebody said they saw you. The person you were kissing wasn't me. And I would never ask you. I just kept it to myself. I don't wanna know.
To a sneaky link, got you running around in all type of Benzes and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in that Leontay, fashion over water. I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Sinead. Side to Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone.
21.
Can't even record, you got me out my zone.
I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh, baby, I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show.
If you creeping, just don't let me find out. Get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
Oh, God.
You're waking up with Holly and Neera.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I've spent so long trying to make right on my wrongs. But I miss being stoned, 'cause it would make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses. But you caught me in my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean around the damn apartment.
she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open, wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Getting clean are all the damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust, but stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me
okay, it's happening. The Vancouver Whitecaps are also going to be hosting a public watch party. Well, it's happening because CONCACAF, official, the Whitecaps, they're going to be there in Mexico.
Remember when we beat Messi twice?
I know, isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. So now the Whitecaps are in the CONCACAF Champions Cup final. It's in Mexico this Sunday, 6 p.m. kickoff. The watch party sold out.
Sold out, sold out, sold out.
You can see the game on Fubo if you have that.
It's going to be such a great game. Go Whitecaps,
go Whitecaps!
Go. And also, do you want to play a game?
Okay, maybe.
Spelling beware next.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees and I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut off the light once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 30. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be? Cause I'm too messy and then I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job and you asked where the hell I've been. And I'm too perfect, so I open my big mouth. I want to be me, is that not allowed? And I'm too clever and a little too stupid dumb. You hate it when I cry and it's just that time of the month. And I'm too perfect, so I show you that I'm not a thousand people I could be for you and hate the whole damn law. I'm not asking for pages, but one text or two would be nice. And please, don't pull those faces when I'm out walking like every day. It's just one bottle of wine on stupid. Hey, you can't even talk. You smoke trees to help you sleep. And while you out getting stoned at 4 o'clock, and then you come home to me.
And Nira.
Virgin Radio.
Do you want to play a game?
Oh, God.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play a game?
One of my favorite clips of all time that we use on this show.
Don't be concerned, everybody.
Nah, it's fine.
Is it?
The National Spelling Bee was last night.
Oh.
Okay, you know, it's a really big deal. I know whatever's going on between us and the States, but the Spelling Bee is a big deal, and people love watching it. And so I thought, do you want to play a game as in Spelling Bee? Where? Because, you know, Spelling Bee, and it's a game, so you better beware.
Yeah, it's a bit early for that, but okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So I thought I could just test you guys on words that we use all the time, but for some reason, us humans are like, how do we spell this? But then
there's
you have
so
like
many
8-year olds who can spell like the most like out of the world type words, and we can't even spell some of the basics.
And I'm always amazed at these spelling bees. These kids are like, can I have the Latin origin? I'm like, that would never help me spell it.
No, but it helps them.
I know.
And then the key is always to repeat the word. Remember?
Yeah.
So if you like, for example, like, if you're being asked to spell necessary.
Oh, God.
Then you have to say necessary. And we are going to start with necessary. So I've got Holly here that I'm going to test. And listen, hey, I know I'm in the lucky seat here.
Also, I have not had one sip of coffee. This is very mean of you.
And producer Darren.
Yes. I'm ready.
We could play a game between Holly and Darren. And no offense, Darren, but I think Holly might feel good about herself this morning.
That's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Darren went to college or something.
Necessary.
Okay, necessary. This is one of my words I can never spell. N-E-C-C.
No.
E.
N-E-C. A. S. S.
Oh. Is it two C's or one C?
It's the one C, two S.
Oh, two S.
So it's N-E.
C.
C-E. S-S-A-R-Y. Okay?
Okay.
And now, just fitting, who would like to take the word embarrass?
Okay, I guess I will. So I guess it's E-M-B-A-R.
Are you writing these down?
Yeah.
E-S-S. What a cheater!
No, you're allowed to write them down.
What? No one told me that detail.
Yes, honey. You've always known that. There's no rule. Like, you can't.
This is garbage.
I always have to. I'm like, Darren, you gotta write it down. Okay, yeah, keep going.
They don't write it down at the spelling bee.
Calm.
E-M-B-A-R-R-E-S-S-E.
Wait, what is it?
Embarrassed.
E-M.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Nira knows.
That was incorrect, Darren. So would you like to try to take it embarrass?
E-M-B-A-R-R. Am I right so far?
I'm not.
That's mean.
Yes.
E-M-B-A-R-R. Is it embarrassed?
Oh, my gosh. Embarrassed.
Embarrassed. E-M-B-A-R-R. I don't know. E-S? A-S?
No.
E-S.
Embarrass.
Embarrass.
Always remember the person might be feeling like an ass because it's embarrassed. That was always my trick.
So is it E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S?
Yes. So ass should be your key.
Yes.
Okay. Now this one, I know it's hilarious.
These are bad.
It gets people every time. Can you do it? I mean, now because I don't want to be tricked by this word, I have memorized this word personally.
Okay.
Vacuum.
I thought you were going to say diarrhea. Okay, vacuum.
Yes.
V-A-C-C-U.
Oh.
God, I thought I really had that one.
Okay, Darren.
Okay, go, Darren.
I was going the same way you are, Holly.
Really?
So, V-A-C.
Yeah.
C.
No! Oh, there's only one C?
You guys are part of the trickery.
V-A-C.
You have to remember.
Is there two U's?
Yes.
What is there?
It's V-A-C-U-U-M.
Ridiculous.
Right?
Ridiculous.
Vacuum.
So my little trick with vacuum, if you want to remember it for future.
I don't.
Vacuum,
okay.
Really, it needs you to be able to use it.
But that's good.
That's a double U. Do you get it? It needs you to use it. So that means it's a double U.
Do you have a little saying for every word?
It's insane. Listen, I don't like being tricked.
Okay.
About things. And so vacuum used to trick me a lot, embarrassed. So I was like, it's an ass situation.
Mm, yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Sort of. Are we done?
You want one more? Are we done?
No, let's go.
Final.
Have we got any right? No.
None.
Okay, so 0-0. Great.
Okay, let's go with zucchini.
Oh
my God. Who
Darren
is
zucchini.
Okay. I wish you the best.
This could take a while. Okay.
It's a Z.
Yes, thanks. Z-U.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yes, now yes. She's making me double think the
you.
Double letters.
Nope.
See?
Okay.
She tricked you.
No, I did not. It's a word.
I can't wait for your little saying about zucchinis. Okay. Z-U-C-C-I-N-I.
Oh, so close.
Oh, Holly.
Two N's?
Z-U-C-C-C.
Yeah.
H. I-N-I.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really have a saying for zucchini.
I'm surprised.
I'm trying to think.
Z and C-H. You need something for that. Like, it's C and it's ch-ini.
No, it's like a zucchini.
It's a zucchini.
It's a zucchini, everyone. There you go.
Holly and Neera.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes, had a great roomie, so dependable, great with money, amazing what they could do with $45, and fast, like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now, the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East, South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.ca.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates? Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go-ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
Reset your body, mind, and soul at Art of Sauna Massage and Wellness Spa. Your oasis for rejuvenating spa and steam room sessions, massages, facial and body treatments, and more. Art of Sauna, 6th Street in Burnaby. Book online at artofsauna.ca.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to airplane members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
We really enjoyed reading this one from Mark in Vancouver. Excellent crew, great communication, thoughtful packing, and they knew how to organize items efficiently in the pod. Even offered to pick us up a coffee. Thanks for choosing You Move Me, Mark. We believe mornings are better with coffee.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far off fudge too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
Homes from $369.9 in Surrey's largest master plan community, Georgetown by Anthem. 5% deposit and incentives tailored to you. Visit them this Saturday at noon off 102 and Wally. Prizes and refreshments. AnthemGeorgetown.com. They're not just following the growth, they're leading it.
BC Lions fans, it's time to make history. The one and only Snoop Dogg will be performing live at the game on Saturday, June 7th, presented by BC Fed. Visit bclions.com for more info and get ready to roar as one.
It's late Friday night and orders are coming in. Thankfully, with Saturday business pickup and delivery with UPS, packages get moving on the weekend, so I'm ready for the next order. I love it when a company works on my schedule. UPS Saturday pickup and delivery is just what my business needs.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. Traffic is clear. Vancouver weather today is sun with a high of 23 degrees. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
Oh boy.
They're going for a repeat.
They're doing it. I mean, they are not Canada's team, no. But I guess congrats to the Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton Oilers on their way. Stanley Cup. They beat Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars last night, 6-3. Connor McDavid is my son's favorite player. Avi, the one that you love the most. My son Avi.
Loved. No. Not anymore.
He has the Connor McDavid jersey.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Panthers and the Oilers again.
It's actually a complete repeat.
Yeah, the Panthers won it last year in Game 7.
Okay, listen, at the end of the day, I know you get mad at me about this, but I think...
Don't say it.
Especially with everything that is happening.
Yes.
With the vibe that's between Canada and the United States, yeah. We have to go for our Canadian team. It's our Canadian team. You want the Oilers to win over the Panthers, don't you? Don't you?
No comment.
Seriously, you can't be that.
I don't know.
What is it? I don't even
know
what to call
Oilers.
You.
It's the Oilers. Call me a Canuck fan.
What?
Go
Don't ever think you ain't hefty dream girl. They wanna
pit us against each other when we succeed. And for no reason, they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king. You've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine.
Good morning, it's Neera. You won't believe Sydney Sweeney's new side hustle. I can't.
Really?
But I can?
Okay.
I don't know, next in the biz. Sydney Sweeney's new side hustle. I can't, but we could, but whoa, that's today's top biz story. Sydney Sweeney, you love her from so much stuff. I mean, she's White Lotus, Euphoria, movies. Well, Sydney Sweeney has a side hustle, and you know she's gonna make bank from this. Sydney okay. Sweeney is selling soap. Her own personal soap, right? Okay. She's gonna come out with a soap line.
Okay.
I'm like, all right. Sydney Sweeney's Bath Water Bliss. But it's going to use her actual bath water.
Oh my God. Go Sydney. Go Sydney. Okay, so she has a bath.
I don't know.
She cleans her body. And then she keeps the bath water and she makes soap out of it. Who are her people? That is so smart.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so smart. Yeah. Dude, a lot of men. And she will actually, they be using it as soap?
Dude, she's targeting men like she is. She's like, yeah. For all you little dirty boys.
Yes, perfect.
You
see, Neera, you get mad at me for these side hustle ideas that are a bit filthy and naughty and like using men for their dirty brains.
Oh,
this is how we're going to make money.
Gosh, I don't know. Yep. It's got a touch of Sydney's very own bath water.
Amazing.
All right, in it.
Oh my God.
Bliss in a bar. And it's only $8 for the bar.
So if you use this, then you've touched Sydney
yes.
Sweeney. Okay.
Yeah. You have, you,
this is so like, smart.
Her bath water.
Is it sold out yet?
Oh, it's going to be probably. Yeah, I mean, it's coming out. It's like, that's it. Like, the people are already like, oh, I need Sydney Sweeney's soap.
I'm not kidding you. I think I'm going to get some for my husband. I think he would be like, thank you.
Swifties are losing it right now because of the latest possible news with Dancing with the Stars.
Swifties?
Okay, this is the connection. You tell me if it's too far-fetched. Dancing with the Stars has dropped a major hint that they would love to partner with Jason Kelce.
Okay.
Travis Kelce's brother.
Okay.
Jason Kelce had previously expressed interest in being on the show Dancing with the Stars.
Amazing.
And so now Jenna Johnson from Dancing with the Stars is like, I would love to partner up with you. So they're thinking, if Jason Kelce ends up on Dancing with the Stars, who is going to be in the audience to support him? Of course, it would be Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. That's all they need. So Dancing with the Stars fans who are also Taylor Swift fans are losing it at the combination that she could be at Dancing with the Stars, even in the audience.
I think they need the ratings, so this would be very exciting for Dancing with the Stars. Was it on ABC?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is she going to be there for the finale? Like, he's got to make it to the finale then. So no pressure, Jason Kelce.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes, it is.
Apparently he's quite lovable. And
yeah,
he's really easy to work with, so I could see why they would want to partner with him.
I actually listened to a podcast with his wife, and she's also super cool. And like, I was like, I think I could be friends with her.
With the,
she's totally down to earth.
The wifey. Oh, I can't remember her name.
And she agrees with me about tall women. She's like, tall women should only get to date tall men, and short women should only get to date shorter dudes. And I was like, thank you, honey. Another supporter.
I just don't think we should be allowed to control other people and their actions.
Oh, says the tiny, short, cute girl with the tall husband.
He's only 5'11".
Whatever. You have way more choices.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. Okay. Mamma Mia 3 in effect. You're ready for it.
No. Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Is Pierce Brosnan going to be back?
Well, the sequel could feature Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Amanda Seyfried.
Yes.
Seyfried. Okay.
The blonde.
Yes, we love
Amanda
her.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yes, I love
She's
her.
Great.
They're hinting at someone that they would love to give a major role to in Mamma Mia 3, and that someone is Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Sabrina Carpenter is a giant fan of ABBA. I mean, who isn't? I love ABBA.
Love ABBA.
ABBA's the best. And they're very, very enthusiastic about her joining. And they're saying that maybe she could play Amanda Seyfried.
It's definitely not Seyfried. You idiot. Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried. Yeah?
Her daughter.
Oh, her daughter? Yeah. I would be so mad if I was Amanda Seyfried.
No.
That's so mad. Like, my daughter, excuse me.
She's the one who's suggesting it.
She's young.
No, she's now, she would be.
How old is she?
I think she's 40.
She's like our age.
Yeah, but she could
have.
They
were like, Sabrina Carpenter's gonna play your daughter. I'd be like, what?
Maybe. I mean, they're actors. Like, I think Sabrina Carpenter might have to play like she's 19 or 20. I think that's okay.
Okay.
And she probably had her like as soon, you know what I mean, anyways. They'll figure it out.
The
they'll figure it out.
Story.
I'm Nira, and that's The Biz, brought to you by Applewood Auto Group, Freeway Mazda is now Applewood Mazda Surrey. Same great people, now with even more to offer. It's all good at Applewood.
Good morning!
Everybody ready? You're waking up with Holly and Nira.
Oh boy, here we go again.
On 94.5 Virgin Radio.
You're making me nervous. Looking for my car keys and painkillers. Tropical sweat and two little fingers. I know I swear the ghost did that too, but I waited it out for you. I wish I knew the way things were between us. The fucking I beg it better to yours. Every time I think I know you, I'm trying to stay cool.
patience. Maybe it's something that for once. Trying not to let these mind games play me. I'm bound to be a casual lady. Long as I got you loving on me when I'm trying to stay cool.
You only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
at Virgin Radio.
New side hustle alert. Oh yeah, new side hustle alert. We are always looking for ways to make extra money here on the show. Holly and Neera, one of us has a crazy stipulation though. Neera, it's like,
oh, I'm into any side hustle, but I'll only keep my clothes on.
I have to keep my clothes on, yes.
I'm like, dude, do you want to make real money or not?
Clothes are not an option.
Okay.
Non-negotiable.
Your clothes must be on.
Yes, I don't want to do anything in the nude.
Okay. This new side hustle is going to make you really happy then, because not only should you keep your clothes on, you have to keep your clothes on for this new side hustle.
All right.
Okay? Because we need to come across as professional as possible for this new side hustle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we really want to make a ton of cash doing this new side hustle, we need to come across as professional. The new side hustle is divorce coaching. Yep.
Divorce coaching.
A divorce coach.
Okay.
Divorce coaches help couples break up. Okay. They offer guidance, support, advice 24/7.
Wow.
You need us? We're here for you, my friend.
A divorce coach.
Divorce coaches help couples split their stuff up. Divorce coaches help couples, quote, strategize a plan for post-divorce life. Do you need schooling? No.
I was just about to ask, don't you need to have some sort of experience, qualifications, training?
I'm divorced.
That's it?
Check.
So that's it.
You can be like, listen to Holly. We know. She's been through it. I'm like, yes, honey. Guess how much divorce coaches charge an hour? An hour.
$300.
Four. $100 an hour.
Billing $400 an hour for a divorce coach?
And if you call them after hours, of course we'll pick up. We're here for you. It's going to cost you.
Okay. Are you sure you don't need to have any qualifications for being a divorce coach?
It says experience helps. You have to be like a, what's a word? Empathetic person.
Yes, you have to have a lot of empathy and patience.
Patience.
You have to have a good listener.
Be a good, yes, for sure. You have to be a good listener. I think between the two of us combined, we could be one hell of a divorce coach.
Non-judgmental.
Yeah, non-judgmental,
but like, compassionate.
Helpfully judgmental.
Reality-based.
Yeah. Real. And when it comes to splitting up their stuff, we're going to be like, do you really need that vase? No. You don't. Give it to them. Who cares?
Right.
Go for the place in Whistler.
Right.
We'll help them focus.
The Vaz versus the place in Whistler.
Vaz versus Whistler. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to help them. Yeah.
Okay, so how do we start something like this?
I think we have to come up with a company name.
Oh my gosh.
We need to come up with like a divorce service name, right?
Okay. And then we have to get limited?
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I think the fact that you haven't been divorced is good.
Right.
You should be like, honey, I'm in a long-term marriage. I think it's going to work too.
Right.
You know, I'm on my starter marriage. You can be like, play that angle.
Uh-huh.
Like, I believe in true love just like you did.
Right.
Right. And I'll be like, jaded.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, I got divorced. I know what it's like, man.
Right. Okay. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you learn about this? What is happening?
Online.
No, I mean, like, what is...
What was I Googling? Don't worry about it.
Holly and Neera.
Imagine having to miss work, school, or important moments just because you don't have access to menstrual products.
That's the reality for far too many people in our own community. But together, we can change that.
For the month of May, we, Holly and Neera, are teaming up with the United Way British Columbia's Period Promise to collect products and cash donations for those in need.
Because no one should be held back by their period. Period.
Let's make a real difference together. Learn how you can get involved. 945virginradio.ca.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell. Mobile plans just got better.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
It takes a team to deliver our healthcare. Right now, our team is playing shorthanded. Healthcare workers are exhausted, and that's when injuries happen, and when there are gaps in our care. Let's get behind our team and hire more workers with better pay and better working conditions so they don't get burned out. Supporting the team of people who deliver our healthcare, that's something we could all celebrate. A message from the Hospital Employees Union.
This Saturday, it's condo day. One day only, hundreds of people come together to buy on the same day, and that bulk power unlocks deals you can't get on your own. At Belvedere in Surrey, that means 25% off brand new, move-in ready concrete condos, steps from transit, shops, and parks, just $721 a square foot right beside the new UBC campus. This Saturday, May 31st, bring your $1,000 bank draft, be part of the group, buy smart, buy together. Register now at condoday.ca.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer. Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Attention, Vancouver. Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit SeasonsRetirement.com to learn more today.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
If you're dealing with debt and getting collection calls, know that you have rights in BC and there are resources to help. Hey, we're Consumer Protection BC and we enforce specific laws about debt and borrowing, including the rules that debt collectors have to follow in the province. Visit consumerprotectionbc.ca/debt to learn more about your debt and borrowing rights and access tools to help.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices it spends.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada!
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness!
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates. Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go-ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
This weekend, save huge at the King of Floors during the massive anniversary sale. Absolutely everything is on sale. Whether you need laminate, engineered, or vinyl flooring, the King of Floors has over 300 choices in stock, and it's all on sale this weekend. You'll save a bundle with prices so low, they're guaranteed to floor you. Don't miss out. Get to the massive anniversary sale on now till Sunday. The King of Floors, Highway 10, one block east of 152nd Street in Surrey.
Right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit.
Just how we like it.
We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Earn 4.9% with Scotiabank Momentum Plus Savings Account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA. Traffic is clear. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23 degrees. Right now it's 12. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
The truth behind you snooze, you lose. Ooh. Can you handle the truth?
I'm a big snoozer.
So am I, actually. Shockingly. That's after Feather.
Oh, not another tape. Like that, I'm your dream come true. When it's on a platter for you, then you pull back. When I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance, I slam the door, I hit ignore.
For your loss.
You snooze, you lose. Can you handle the truth?
You can't handle the truth!
This is real, peeps.
Okay.
This is real business. Do you hit snooze when it comes to your alarm clock? There it is.
Oh, yeah. I love snooze.
My problem with snooze is I hit it and then...
Go back to bed?
Well, yeah, I hit it. Isn't the whole point you hit it?
Yeah, do you actually fall back asleep?
That's the best sleep I get all night.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
How many alarms do you have set for this morning show?
3.
Same.
And then when I hit my first snooze, those are the best 10 minutes that I get of the whole night.
I get so excited.
What is that?
It's only my first snooze.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Like, I don't know.
In itself, right? You're like, those are the best 10 minutes that I get? I don't understand that. Well, now research. Research has come out. Hitting snooze, harmful to sleep.
God, we can't do anything anymore.
Yeah. It's...
Why? How?
It disrupts an essential part of sleep. And it says it gives you fragmented sleep. And then it reduces the overall quality of rest. They say it's... They advise against hitting the snooze button to ensure a more restful night's sleep. So I don't understand. Are they just saying, just get up? I don't understand.
Yeah. Also, fragmented sleep. I'm going to write that down. Possible podcast name for us, because that's how we live.
Yes.
We are living on fragmented sleep.
Yeah, we are fragmented.
Okay, do you know Mel Robbins?
Yes.
She's all the rage right now, Mel Robbins. She's like, never hit snooze.
I know.
She's like, you get up right away. You start your day. It's the best thing you can do for your body. It's one of the best things you can do for your body is when you hear your alarm, you get up and you get going. Do not hit snooze. It just starts the drag. The drag process, and then you're just kind of dragging all day.
Well, I think that depends on what a person's definition is of snooze, though.
Mm. I purposely hit snooze so I get the extra 10 minutes. Does that make sense?
No, I know. For you know me, what I mean? It's a strategy.
Yeah.
Because I hit it before I know I need to get up.
Yeah.
So it gives me a little bit of a, okay, we're getting there.
It's almost time to get up.
Yeah. So I don't
hit
snooze. My alarm is not set for the time that I need to be up. My alarm is set about half an hour, 35, 40 minutes before I need to be up.
Same. My snooze time is actually part of my sleep time.
Exactly.
I'm not late if I hit snooze even twice.
Yeah, mine is up to 3. So I think it just depends on how your system works.
Right.
Who do you think hits snooze more, women or men?
I'm going to say women.
Correct.
I knew it.
Women hit snooze.
We can't sleep. We're not good at sleeping.
We hit snooze more. But what is the point of snooze again then?
She's so tired.
Holly and Neera.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. For someone else.
Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $10 on 750-milliliter bottle of Don Julio Reposado until June 1st. Enjoy responsibly, 19+. Traffic is clear. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23 degrees. Right now it's 12. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's
number one
hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Neera.
Hey, good morning. It's Neera. You will not believe Sydney Sweeney's new side hustle. I can't. I mean,
okay.
We could.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can. 7:25 in the biz.
There's nothing she can't do.
No,
Sydney Sweeney.
No, it's pretty next. I mean, it's amazing. Good for her.
Okay.
She's going to make so much money.
Okay. Thank you, Neera. Also, good morning. Guess what today is?
Friday.
Friday. Shout out.
Yay, Fry.
Ew, why am I playing that? Okay, disgusting. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Wow.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in. Yeah. Ooh, bet you think it's cheap.